Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford Pregame Show. This evening from the Cutler Event Center in Olivet, Michigan, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman versus Olivet College in MIAA action. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered tonight's contest with a 15-6 record, 9-1 in MIAA play, which puts Hope in first place in the MIAA. Hope's magic number to clinch the MIAA regular season championship is at 3. Hope defeated Albion on Saturday 88-73 for their seventh straight win. The Flying Dutchmen were led by sophomore Ben Gardner, who led the team with 20 points, a team-high 7 rebounds, and led the team in assists with 5. Hope's opponent this evening is Olivet College. The Comets are led by head coach Chris Coles, who's in his second year at the school. Olivet enters tonight's contest with a 5-15 record and 3-6 in MIAA action, which puts them in sixth place tie with Alma. The Comets come into the game on a two-game winning streak after defeating Kalamazoo 82-79 last Wednesday and Alma 87-80 on Saturday. Olivet is led by MIAA co-player of the week junior Blake Crum, who is leading the team in scoring with 17.3 points per game. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Well, hello, Coach, and a nice little trip out to Olivet tonight as the roads were clear.
That's great, isn't it? You know, you get to this time of the year where it wasn't sunny today, but there's at least some daylight till 6 o'clock or so. And it was great to see, I know Terry Dirks, our bus driver, and all those people like yourself who traveled here tonight to enjoy the clear, dry roads. And forecast is good, at least for the rest of today.
Well, there are four steps on that ladder out there. I see my voice is giving out, but I'm going to keep going all the way. And four steps on that ladder before an MIAA championship.
That's a very good way to put it. And we've got to climb all four, and, you know, it starts here tonight. You get one game on a Wednesday. You get one game on a Saturday is the way it usually goes. And we'd be foolish if we couldn't remember back to last year coming here. And the game, the result of the game, an Olivet victory basically cost us a chance to share an MIAA championship. So we have the clear, dry road ahead of us, so to speak. And we've got to climb those four rungs in the ladder, and it starts with this game tonight.
Well, this should be a good ball game. We beat them over at our place 80-72. And an 8-point win is not really a blowout in any means of imagination.
No, not at all. They're a very capable team, especially on the offensive end with Blake Crum, kind of a combination point guard, shooting guard, just an excellent player out of Schoolcraft. Was a co-player of the week along with Alex Edson this week in the MIAA. TJ Vondette is an interesting four-man. He's a little undersized, but he can really shoot the ball. Goes hard to the glass. They moved R.J. Haas into the starting lineup, a freshman post player, and he's given them good production recently. They got two or three other guys that can shoot it out there. So it'll be a challenge for us, especially on the defensive end.
Well, it looks like the key place out there, the weakness on the boards.
Well, it's basically how we won the game last time. I think we dominated the glass. Neither team shot particularly well that afternoon at the Civic Center. At the Voss Fieldhouse. But we, you know, shooting kind of comes and goes. And rebounding has to be a constant. And against this team tonight, we have to dominate the glass to limit them to one shot and also to get out and run transition and get the game going the way we want to.
Going to play a little zone out here tonight?
You know, we've dabbled a little zone here and there, but man-to-man is still our bread and butter, so to speak. So we got to really work hard on cutting down the dribble drive penetration in the gaps and get out on shooters right away. We pointed out on film from our game and their games this year that you got to get down and find the guys on the arc like Crum and Vondette and others, because if they get it there and you're not there, they're going to put it up quickly.
Well, according to the MIAA stats out there, they're last in three-point shooting.
Well, I think you're speaking percentage-wise, and I think sometimes, you know, when you take a lot of them, the percentages tend to fall off. But they're still very capable, and I'd like to think that they're going to miss them tonight, but I know that we're going to have to defend to get them to do so, and the trick is to make sure when they do, you know, you shoot a lot of long shots, which they do. You've got to make sure you get those long rebounds gathered in, too, so they don't get, you know, a second, third shot at it. And we've been pretty good at that here, especially in the second half of the MIAA season, and we've got to make sure to be that way again tonight for 40 minutes.
Well, we've got a nice seven-game win streak going right now. Let's keep it on going.
Yeah, and I'm sure that doesn't make much difference to the people here. It's interesting tonight that I think we're going to have a student section that, you know, is not going to rival the Duke crew, but it's going to be really strong, and they have the red out night here, so I think it'll be a good atmosphere to the game, and I just trust that our guys will be focused here and get started in about 10 minutes, and we're going to have to earn a hard-earned victory if we can get it here tonight in Olivet.
Well, they're going to be shooting right into that crew out there on the end. And,
could be interesting,
noisy,
couldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I'm sure you guys will describe it. Good luck with your voice. I'm sure Adam's ready to handle things if it gives out. But you're a gamer, Ron. I know you are. And I trust that you'll get it together. We can talk after the ballgame. So good luck to you and good luck to us.
Thanks.
That was Coach Tom Davilar with the pregame interview. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to you're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show. We're here at the Cutler Event Center here in Olivet, Michigan. Adam Prince and Ron Weatherby about 10 minutes away from action starting as the MIAA season winding up here with only, for the men, only four more games left in the regular season. The Flying Dutchman, need only three more wins to clinch the MIAA regular season championship. Any combination of three wins by the Flying Dutchman or a loss, a couple losses in there for Calvin, would clinch it for the Flying Dutchman for the regular season championship. The importance of that is they would get home court advantage throughout the MIAA playoffs, which start in 3 weeks, which I believe it's 2 weeks from tonight, isn't it, Ron? The MIAA for the men starts Wednesday, 2 weeks from today. The women will start 2 weeks from tomorrow. So the women, the Flying Dutch, will be playing St. Mary's tonight and can clinch a share of the MIAA regular season championship with a victory over St. Mary's this evening. The team in second place, who looks like they'll be soundly in place for the MIAA playoffs, it looks like for the women, they have their brackets already sewn up. It's just a matter of the season ending. Olivet ended up defeating Kalamazoo here. Kalamazoo will most likely clinch the number two seed for the women, and then Calvin will clinch off the third seed, and it looks like Kalamazoo will be the fourth seed, so it looks like we'll have a matchup on 2 weeks from Thursday of the Hope College Flying Dutch hosting Kalamazoo College. That's as it stands right now. There is still a little bit of action still left in the MIAA season for the women, but as the standings lie right now, that's the way it's looking for them. Coach Tom Davilar mentioned that Blake Crum was a co-MIAA player of the week. The other co-MIAA player of the week will also be in this evening's ball game, as Alex Edson won the award for the second time this season. Edson averaged 19.3 points per game and shot a sizzling 75% from three-point range, and leading the Flying Dutchman to three straight victories last week and sole possession of first place in the MIAA. He fired in 27 points, including 6 of 7 from three-point range, and grabbed 7 rebounds in a 76-61 win over Kalamazoo on Monday, and later added 17 points in an 83-65 win over Calvin in a battle for first place last week Wednesday. Edson, who is being honored as Player of the Week for the second time this season in his career, made 12 of 16 three-point attempts for the week and also shot 64% from the field, 18 of 28, and 83% from the line, 10 of 12. Congratulations are in order for Alex Edson for a great week of action last week in the three ball games for the Flying Dutchman. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan.com. Look for the Anchored in Hope section. On this, you're going to find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, audio podcast of all Hope College football games from last season and basketball games from this season, live audio streams of all over-the-air Hope College broadcast, photos from games and events, and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. Once again, that is Anchored in Hope, and that's at 92.7thevan.com on the website. Try to pull up some information on what's going on here, Ron. We have the Flying Dutchman just coming back out on the floor a few minutes from game time action. So Ron's voice has kind of left him for this evening. That's why if he's kind of quiet, you know, that's the reason why.
Very quiet.
Very quiet. He's trying to save his voice for the call of the action that's going to be coming up, because that's going to be the main focus of the ball game.
And worried about calling two of them on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We got the doubleheader on Saturday. But we also have some great, you know, stuff going on Saturday, as well as it will be senior night for the Flying Dutchman. It will be the Flying Dutchman's final regular season ball game at home, so we'll have that. But also on February 15th, this Saturday, Tom Renner will receive the Hope for Humanity Award, and that was originally scheduled as part of the college annual winter happenings. The award presentation has been rescheduled for halftime of the women's game on Saturday, and that tip-off is at 3 o'clock with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40. So, but that will be, Tom Renner will be honored at halftime for that, and a great award for a great man. Tom Renner has been a tremendous help to both of us over the years, and it has been a statue at Hope College. You can't really think of Hope College without thinking of Tom Renner.
Well, that's for sure, and with us in particular, with Sports Information Man, you know, he provides everything for us. Alan Babbitt taking over a big job now. For Tom Renner, as he has taken that job and started full-time this year. So we look forward to working with Alan, and we enjoyed our time with Tom.
Yep, and Tom, the good thing about Tom is he's still at most of the ball games. He's enjoyed coming out to enjoy watching them play, and it's been good for him, because, you know, retirement's a good thing to have and be able to enjoy that.
Well, he likes his camera, and he never goes any place without it. So if you see him wandering around the basketball court with his camera, well, he's just taking some pictures. His plans are to write a book, and so he's got lots of pictures he can put in that book.
Another thing that lots of information coming down over the last couple days. So we're trying to squeeze as much as we can into the pregame show. What we can't get in during the pregame show, we'll get in during halftime. But Hope College's Grant Neal was named to the 2014 All-State NABC Good Works team. He is one of 10 men's college basketball student athletes chosen to the 2014 All-State National Association of Basketball Coaches Good Works team. The program is in its second year and recognizes men and women's basketball players who have made a commitment to improving the communities and lives of others. Grant Neal is the son of Coach Matt Neal and follows former teammate Colton Overway, who was part of this team last year. And the members of the All-State and the ABC Good Works team will be invited by All-State, an official corporate partner of the NCAA, to the 2014 NABC Convention and 2014 NCAA Men's Final Four in North Texas, where they will participate in a community service project.
Well, Colton actually got on TV that day with the tournament going on. Maybe Grant can get the same chance to get on TV.
Former Detroit Piston Grant Hill is in charge of that whole thing, as that was part of his retirement. So it's a big thing. So congratulations to Grant Neal. And we now pause for the national anthem.
No possession or consumption of alcohol will be tolerated at athletic events. Please support all participants and officials in a positive manner. Be loud, be proud, but especially be positive. We would now like to direct your attention to the west end of the gymnasium and the American flag as our pep band plays the national anthem.
The starting lineup is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineups, here's play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Now, first of visiting Holland High Dutchman, Flying Dutchman. At the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3" senior out of Holland, West Ottawa. At the other forward, it'll be 6'7", freshman from Hudsonville, Cody Stivey. The center for the Flying Dutchman, Nate Van Arendock, a 6'10" senior out of Grand Haven. And the guards for the Flying Dutchman, Ben Gardner, a 6' sophomore out of Carmel, Indiana, along with Alex Edson, a 6'2" sophomore from Grand Haven. The Flying Dutchman, coached by Matt Neal in his fourth season. For the Comets from Olivet, it'll be at the forwards, Blake Crum, a 6'2", 175 Pound Jr. from Schoolcraft. The other forward, T.J. Vandetta, a 6'2", 210-pound sophomore from Henlock. The center, a freshman, R.J. Haas, 6'6", 190 pounds out of Albion, getting his first start against the Flying Dutchman. And at the guards, it'll be a sophomore, Eddie Rogers, a 6'1", 165 pounder from Saginaw Carleton. And the point guard for the Comets, Kevin Watt Woodson, a 6'4", 168 pound freshman from Lambertville Monroe St. Mary's Catholic. The Comets coached by Chris Coles in his second season.
Well, we're only mere seconds away from the start of this ball game. The Flying Dutchman looking to add their eighth win in a row and to stay on top of the MIAA race. And that is basically what it's turned into, is a race to win off the final couple weeks of the season, as the Flying Dutchman will put together a nice little streak of games to end the season, as they will come home against Alma on Saturday, travel to Kalamazoo next Wednesday, and then try to finish out the end of the season in a battle next Saturday at Adrian. Those are the three remaining games for the Flying Dutchman. Pivotal games all the way around, because all these teams except for Adrian are in contention for that fourth and final spot in the MIAA playoffs, which start in 2 weeks.
Usually we have a somewhat small crowd here at Olivet, but there's a good contingent of student body behind the basket to our left that take up the whole end zone area, and they're capable of making a lot of noise, so you'll have to listen carefully as I try to get over the top. All set to tip it off. Tip up in the air, controlled by the Flying Dutchman. Gardner with the basketball. On the left side to Stivey, over to Neal at the left wing. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner looks inside, finds Edson underneath, but Arendock, he slams it home for an opening two-pointer. So the Flying Dutchman worked the ball inside very well that time. Got the ball into Van Arendonk. Quickly a drive to the basket by Crum. His shot misses. Rebound taken by V.A. Out to Gardner. Back to Van Arendonk. Left wing to Neal. Out front to Gardner on the left side. Gets it to Edson. Over to Neal. He flips it inside. Van Arendonk wasn't ready. Loose basketball picked up by the Comets. Crum gets it back out in front. Rogers. Rogers will set it up. Man-to-man defense by the Flying Dutchman. And Rogers to the hole, and the first foul of the ball game goes against VA. So it'll be Eddie Rogers, a 6'1", 165-pound sophomore, as he puts it down and in. He'll have a second of the two-shot foul. And the second one is good. We're tied up at two early in the ball game. Gardner with the basketball out to Stivey, right side Edson. Out front to Gardner. Gardner will set it up, puts up the jump shot and a foul. And it's going to go against Van Arendonk. So in less than a little over a minute, and Van Arendonk has two fouls.
Coach Neal not looking too happy with the call as he has a conversation with the official right next to the Hope College bench.
So Benson is in, but Aaron Dock is out for the Flying Dutchman. Crum with a shot. It rolls around. No good. Rebound comes out, and it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Stivey will inbound it to Gardner. Gardner just walks it up for the Flying Dutchman across the OC in the center of the court. Goes to the right wing underneath to Benson. Benson looks, backs in, fires left side to Grant Neal. His shot partially blocked, but a foul. So Grant's going to go to the line.
A nice little move by Brock Benson there, and able to find a cutting Grant Neal who came down the baseline for the attempted shot and got fouled in the process.
Woodson picked up the foul, and Neal will be at the line. We're tied at two. His shot is off the back of the iron and no good. He'll have the second of the free ones. Takes his time. He's facing away from this student section. Misses both of them. Rebound comes down to the Comets. R.J. Haas gives it to Rogers. Rogers all the way, high off the window and in. 4-2, Comets on top. Brock Benson over to Edson to Neal down low. Edson from the corner. Edson guarded by Rogers on a one-on-one situation. They go low to Stivey, back to Edson. Edson takes it in the paint, gets it to Gardner. Gardner back in the paint. Puts up his shot, it misses, and a blocking foul is going to go against R.J. Haas. So Gardner will have his chance from the free throw line. Both teams starting out by driving to the hoop and trying to draw some fouls, and both have been successful. Gardner with his left-hand free throw, good. 4-3, Comets up by one. Gardner will have the second one. Takes a look, puts it up and down and in. We're tied up at four, 17:52 on the clock. Crum brings it up for the Comets, goes around the left side all the way baseline. Kicks it back out on top to Woodson. Woodson tries the right side. Stivey with a block, picked up Benson. Here comes Gardner, gets it ahead to Neal. Slows it down, back to Gardner. Alley-oops it underneath him. Benson can't hold the basketball. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover for the Flying Dutchman. So the Comets get it in the backcourt with a score tied up at four. Crum on the weave to Rogers. Up high to Haas, and the whistle away from the basketball. And that's going to go against the Comets. And it'll be T.J. Vondette with the foul. It will not be a shooting foul. So Hope gets the basketball. They put it in the hands of Gardner over to Edson at the right wing. Underneath to Benson, back to Edson, baseline. He drives the baseline, puts it up and in. 6-4, Hope takes the lead. As Crum for the Comets puts on a burst of speed. Shot blocked by Benson, picked up Haas. Outside they go, and a three-pointer by Woodson. So Woodson puts the Comets up 7-6. We're at the 16:40 mark of this first half. Stivey over to Neal on the right side. Looks inside. Can't find anybody. Gives it back to Gardner. Over to Edson, right side. His three-pointer misses. And I think Grant Neal's going to get a foul over the shoulder. And the ball's going to go to the Comets. So the foul's starting to sneak up on both teams here. Three fouls against each of the squads. Rogers outside, goes against Gardner, puts a shot high off the window and in. Now Rogers has a nice move, and he's a little bit taller than what Gardner is. Gardner with the basketball around the left side, does a 360, can't get the shot up to Benson. He puts it up and in. Just sort of handed it to Brock that time for the two. 9-8, Comets on top. As Rogers just keeps his dribble on the right side. Gardner almost with the steal. Rogers pushes on a burst. Kicks it in the corner. Back to Rogers. His shot, no good. Benson with the rebound. Back to Gardner. Benson goes left side to Neal. Neal on the right wing. Edson underneath Benson. Benson dribbles it on his foot. Picked up by Crum, two-on-one break. Woodson misses the layup shot and going to have a foul. Two guys fighting for the basketball last time, and it was Grant along with Benson who got the foul. Number 20, Vondette.
That was Vondette's second foul. He'll quickly head to the bench.
So each team with one of their starters on the bench now with two fouls already. 15:21 left in the first half. Gardner takes his time coming up the court. Comets still the man-to-man as are the Flying Dutchman. Underneath, they go to Benson. Benson brings the ball down. He's almost tied up by Mayo and creates a situation where he took an extra step. So turnover by the Flying Dutchman. Comets with the basketball. Crum on the outside, leaves it for Mayo. Mayo tries to bounce it inside. Can't do it. Gets it out to Ewing. Little bounce pass underneath to Haas. Back out to Ewing. Around the horn they go to Woodson. And a timeout is taken by Coach Coles of the Comets. And he's not happy with his ball club right now, even though they lead the Flying Dutchman 9-8.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. But we have a halftime score at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have a commanding halftime lead over St. Mary's, 53-25. Megan Kelly, 17 points at the half for the Flying Dutch. Coach Moe's team looks like they are well on their way to clinching the MIAA regular season championship here this evening.
Did you get a lineup for the Flying Dutch? Is Gaddy in it?
No, she is not. It appears as though Anna Kaufman has started for the Flying Dutch in that ball game.
Comets with the basketball. They get it into Crum over to Woodson. Back on the right side, Crum. He can't get the shot away. Around the horn, Woodson. Underneath shot, tipped up in the air, no good. Rebound comes down to Haas. Back out in front to Crum. On the right side, Woodson for three. He's got it. 12-8. Comets with the lead. Comets know they beat this Flying Dutchman team here last year. And the Flying Dutchman of his coach, Davis and have heard about it all week. And Edson counters with a three at the other end. 12-11, Comets up by one. Crum leaves it on the outside to Mayo, hands it off Woodson. He's a hot hand right now, misses this one. Rebound by Edson. Edson goes coast to coast, puts it up, puts it in. And the Flying Dutchman go back up 13-12. Blake Crum on the right wing for the Comets, keeps his dribble alive. Follows the man in. Nice bounce pass underneath. Shot blocked by Byers, who's in. Gardner takes it. Good fake on the outside, and
he
we're
going
to get a travel.
Too good of a fake. Didn't fake out the official on that one.
Substitutes coming in for the Flying Dutchman. Byers is in, along with Corey McMahon. For Hope. On the outside is Union, and the two guys get caught in the corner. Union along with Crum, and they step on the out of bounds line. So Hope is going to have it in the backcourt. Gardner with the basketball. Hope up 13-12, 13-14 left in the first half. Byers with the ball above his head. Right corner, and a shot blocked as Rogers goes over on Edson and gets up in the air as Edson tried a three. Kenny Logan comes in for R.J. Haas, another freshman for the Comets. Ball inside to Benson, misses an easy layup shot. Ball tipped back and tipped back off Benson, so it's going to stay with the Comets. No, will not. It'll go to the Flying Dutchman. Byers will inbound it. Gets it inside. Again, Benson can't hold the basketball. Reaches in. Tries to knock it away from Crum when he sold it. And Benson's going to get the foul.
So that's Benson's first foul. Then Arendock already on the bench with two fouls. So the big men for the Flying Dutchman racking up fouls very quickly here in the first half.
That's the kind of foul I gotta, you know, want to slap Benson's hand every time he does it. And The Comets, that time was a little travel that was missed by the official. And Caleb Byers reaches in all the way around and gets a foul.
And he makes a comment to the official. I think he was saying that he up and down traveling there, and he missed that one, Mr. Official, but official didn't miss him
Didn't miss his foul.
No.
Crum on the baseline, gets it back out. Driving for the hoop is Mayo. His shot good. 14-13. Comets up by one. Caleb Byers out to Edson. Edson over to McMahon. McMahon underneath gives it to Byers. Byers inside, works underneath, and he is fouled. Think that one's going to go against Logan. It is. Logan's a 6'6 freshman, 195-pound, out of Clinton Township, Fraser. And Caleb Byers, the senior from Allegan, for the Flying Dutchman, at the line. Free throw is good, and we're tied at 14 with 12-18 left. Caleb will have the second one. Puts this one down and in. 15-14, Hope up by one. On the attack, Union. He's a 6-foot junior out of Jackson. Over to Crum. Crum tries to work his way past Gardner. Flips it far side to Union. Back out in front, Mayo. His shot for three, no good. Ball touched last, out of bounds by Union. And Hope's going to get the basketball. Benzel inbound it to Gardner, and Gardner will bring it up. Flying Dutchman not in a hurry to get the ball up the court. They're taking their time, using their setup, trying to work it on the inside. Edson, left corner, in the middle to Benson, back to Edson. Little move out there by Edson all the way around the edge. tried to kick it out to Gardner, and it was tipped.
Wow.
And that looked like he might be playing a little pool out there as he bounced it off the right side and went clear across the court over into the hands of Coach Neal. It's going to come back and belong to the Flying Dutchman. Benson on the inside has it back to Gardner. Gardner with 7 seconds on the clock. Puts up a triple. Yes.
Wow.
So Gardner gets a big triple. 18-14. Hope on top. Union at the point guard now. All the way around against Gardner. Loses the basketball. Gardner picks it up. Hustles up the court. Drives baseline. Gives it to Benson. He puts a nice little easy shot off the glass. And again, Coach Coles wants a timeout as his Comets trail 20-14, 11:07 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchmen have, over the last, this winning streak that they're on, this seven-game winning streak, have their shooting percentage has been through the roof. They have been finding good shots and taking them, and that's been one of the reasons why they have continued to win. No different this evening, Ron. We're well into this ball game. We're almost halfway through the first half. The Flying Dutchmen are shooting 70% from the field and 50% from three-point land. When you're able to get good shots and make them, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Well, they have the size advantage, and if they can get the ball on the inside, they can get some easy layups underneath. We saw that happening in the women's contest earlier with Stephanie Lang.
Oh.
Shot is blocked underneath by Benson as Rogers went in. And Benson at 6'8 just got up and jammed that one. So the ball is going to stay with the Comets underneath their own basket. And they get it in to Crum. Crum gets McMahon, and McMahon is going to get charged with a foul. So the ball will come back to the Comets underneath. And they try to get it in close. The ball is tipped by Benson over to Gardner. Gardner pulls up short. Has the ball tipped from behind. The rebound comes to Crum. Crum will bring it back for the Comets. McMahon is on him. Underneath, and the ball stolen away by Byers. Byers to Gardner. Gardner puts on a burst of speed, spins around, gives it to Byers. His shot is blocked, and a foul. So Byers will be stepping to the line. And Alex Mayo is the recipient of the foul. Six fouls against each team at the 10:22 mark. Caleb Byers misses the first of the free throws. 20-14, Hope with the lead. Chad Carlson comes in for Gardner. And Sam Otto is in for Edson. Second one by Byers is good. 21-14. So Hope has a new group in. They've had McMahon, Carlson, Benson, Otto, and Byers in. Over on the right side to Mayo. Mayo at the top of the key. Does a 360. Can't get a shot. Tried to feed it into the middle on a bounce pass. And R.J. Haas has to go over the top of a couple of chairs. And out of bounds. Almost hit the water jug.
It did hit the water jug. And they're going to need a new ball, or they're going to have to clean that one off because there is water all over it. Coach Neal doing the services.
Yeah, they're washing it off a little bit.
I'm thinking that they're going to be going to the bench and looking for a new ball right now. That is why we're going to get a pause in the action. Oh, there's the second ball.
Pick a new one off the cart. So Hope's going to have the basketball in the backcourt.
That's something I don't think I've ever seen.
That the ball got drowned?
Yeah. It attacked the Gatorade cooler.
Carlson over to McMahon on the right wing. Inside to Benson. Benson looks left. Find Carlson. Carlson outside. Otto right wing to Benson, back out to McMahon. McMahon doesn't get the shot, feeds it back to Carlson. 10 on the shot clock. Give and go. Nice pass by Benson as he hit Otto breaking down the lane, and Otto puts it in. 23-14, Hope with the lead. Union with the basketball, hands it over to Crum. Crum gets up in the air and a foul, and I think it's McMahon.
Yes, I think it is. I think Benson
blocked the shot, but McMahon hit him first.
That'll be two on Corey McMahon, so he'll probably head to the bench after that one.
Crum will go to the line for the Comets. And rattles this one through. Had to talk to it a little bit to get it to go. Second one, swish. 23-16, Hope with the lead in the basketball. Carlson, cross court to Byers. Left wing to McMahon underneath Otto. Otto, 360, shot, nice. Otto about six steps away from the basket. With his back to it, did a little 360 out there, put it up and put it in. 25-16, Hope. Union drives, and he travels with the basketball.
Yep.
Put on the brakes and a little slippery, and he kind of skidded underneath on the ice, and it was called for traveling. I was waiting for Adam to comment on the ice out there, but he didn't.
I'm letting that one go.
Oh. Carlson over to Byers. Cross court into the corner to McMahon. Otto back around the horn, left side to McMahon in the left corner. Out front to Benson. Benson, right side, back to Byers, outside. He puts it up, down and in. Nice three-pointer by Kayla Byers. 28-16, Hope on top. Union on the outside. Puts up a jumper, free throw line, no good. Rebound comes to Otto. Ahead to Carlson. Left wing, McMahon underneath Otto, who he stepped. Didn't get the call, but he made the basket. 30-16, Flying Dutchman with the lead. And again, the Comets take a timeout. 8:10 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Chris Cole's taking a timeout before this game really gets out of hand. The Flying Dutchman doing an awesome job getting their baskets. The tremendous ball movement on those last few possessions. They were zipping the ball around the perimeter until they found a nice open shot. And Sam Otto has shown up to play this evening. Six quick points off the bench for him.
Well, this is the second unit that you're talking about now. You're not talking about the first unit, but the second is really moving the ball.
And that's being instigated by Chad Carlson, who's came in, and they're moving the ball around really well. Corey McMahon all the way around. And then, you get Caleb Byers, who's not really always in that perimeter zone, drains a tray. And, boy, when things are going good, they're going good really nicely. The Flying Dutchman, 11 of 15 from the field to start this ball game. That's 73%. And they are 3 for 5 from three-point land. That's 60%. So you're going to win a lot of ball games if you are able to get that many open shots and easy shots like that with the layups and for wide-open three-pointers.
So the Comets will have the basketball in the backcourt. Jordan Union will bring it up and gives it up to Crum on the weave on the outside. Woodson back to Rogers. Rogers to Crum. Crum into the paint. Stops there. Has the ball tipped away but picked up by Union. Left for Woodson. Woodson underneath. Open man. And his shot partially blocked. Haas had that. Over to Otto. Otto cross court. Carlson for three. Misses the triple. Benson with the rebound.
Oh, boy.
Now, who'd they call the foul?
They're
going
to call that on Brock, but that was a very late call. But that's not good for the Flying Dutchman because now Benson and Van Arendok will each have two fouls apiece with 7:38 left in this first half.
Benson was about four steps away from where the action was. And the ball bounced wide to him. Now at the line is going to be R.J. Haas.
Harrison Blackledge will check into the lineup for Brock Benson.
And that's eight fouls now against Hope, so he'll be going with one and one. And this one's good. 30-17. And he'll have a second. This one off the back of the iron and up and then down through. 30-18, Hope on top. Hope with the basketball. Breyers over to McMahon. Underneath Blackledge. Give to Otto, and he puts another one in. Sam Otto is driving down the lane and getting passes from his teammates and is really taking over control for the Flying Dutchman. Woodson puts it up. His shot goes in and a foul. This one might be Byers' way he's reacting.
No, it's against Blackledge.
Oh.
You had your choice of people underneath on that one.
So Rogers goes out. Mayo comes back in for the Comets. And Woodson will be at the line for the Comets. His free throw is good. 32-21. Comets coming back. Hope had a little lead. Blackledge over to McMahon at the left wing. Out front to Carlson. Carlson takes it to the perimeter. Bounce pass underneath Blackledge. Blackledge works underneath, has the ball taken away, but a foul. Lots of fouls, and the team that is going to shoot the best in fouls has an advantage here in this one. Blackledge will go to the line. Stivey gets ready to come back in. And this one is not good. Stivey comes in, replacing Byers for Hope.
T.J. Vaudette just checks back in. He is playing with two fouls.
So Blackledge will have the second of the pair. Second one is good. 33-21, Hope with the lead. Jordan Union all the way around the edge, puts up a jumper for free throw line. No good. Rebound Blackledge to Carlson. Carlson ahead to McMahon all the way underneath. His shot partially blocked. Picked off underneath by Haas. To Union. Three on three. Union around Otto. His shot blocked by Otto, but he gets the ball back. Outside they go to Crum. Crum works his way to the left wing. Hands it off to Vondette. Back to Woodson. Woodson with a jumper. No good. Rebound on the far side. And touch last by the Comets. So Edson will come in. Gardner, starters pretty much back in for Hope, except for Van Arendonk. And Blackledge will stay. Stivey over to Edson. Underneath, Neal. His shot, good. Nice move that time by that first unit as Grant Neal drove underneath and got the open pass. 35-21, Hope with the lead. On the weave, picked up on the outside by the Comets. Boost basketball on the court. And we're going to have a jump ball.
Yes.
Yes.
And it'll be Olivet's possession.
So Olivet will get the basketball. Woodson will inbound it for the Comets. Looks around, gets in the corner. Underneath, open man. Putting it up and in. That time was R.J. Haas. 35-23, Hope with the lead in the basketball. Grant Neal, left wing, gets it to Gardner. Gardner moves left with it. Out front to Edson. Edson's right at the point now for the Flying Dutchman. Little give and go. Blackledge to Stivey, baseline. Stivey can't get the shot. He's too far underneath. Back to Gardner. Gardner gets a man off his feet. Pass underneath to Blackledge. His shot is blocked. And a foul, and I believe it's going to go against Blackledge.
Wow, that's not good. Another foul on one of our big men. So now Blackledge will join Van Arendok
and Benson
with two fouls. And Corey McMahon is on the bench with two fouls for the Flying Dutchman as well.
R.J. Haas will go to the line. His hometown is Albion. This one misses. He's a freshman. Byers comes back in for Blackledge. He's only got one yet?
Byers only has one. Interesting note right here. The Flying Dutchman, 19 bench points right now. Olivet, 2.
Second one is good. 35-24, hope of the lead. 5 minutes left in this first half. Gardner, right side to Edson. Edson looks underneath. Nobody woke up. So he goes cross court to Gardner. Gardner gets it into Byers. Byers works underneath, takes a step back, and puts a shot up and in. And they get a foul.
Yeah, and Byers makes the shot.
See, to
and
me,
the shot's going to count.
So Byers with a chance for a three-point play as Kenny Logan comes in. That's two fouls against R.J. Haas. And this one rolls in. 38-24, hope on top, 4:45 left in the first half. Crum, right directly in front of us, works to the point, puts on some speed, in and out, feeds underneath to Logan. Logan's cut off on the baseline, gets it back to Crum. Crum in the paint, puts a shot up, it misses. Gardner gets a rebound. Gardner alley-oops it ahead to Grant Neal. Neal goes under, gets the basketball, pass to Byers, back to Neal, and up and in. Good pass that time by Caleb Byers to set up Grant Neal for the easy two. 40-24, hope of the lead. Mayo with the basketball around the edge for the Comets. Kesmarski back out to Crum. Crum gets down to the baseline. To Mayo for a shot. It's good. Alex Mayo, junior out of Lake Orion for the Comets. 40-26, hope on top. Edson at the right wing to Gardner. Gardner fakes a shot. Gets it back to Edson. He says, I'll take it. Off the mark, rebound Logan. Over to Crum. Crum stops, keeps the dribble alive, though. Around the outside to Woodson. Back out in front, Kosmarski. Ball stolen away by Caleb Byers. Byers all the way, has the ball knocked out of his hands. No foul, it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Rogers comes back in for Olivet. Also Jordan Union getting ready to come back in. And a timeout is called by Matt Neal. As the Flying Dutchman lead 40-26.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchman bench, just absolutely unbelievable in this first half. They have gotten themselves into a little bit of foul trouble, but right now, as we speak, the Flying Dutchman bench, 22 of the 40 points for the Flying Dutchman. That's compared to the only 4 points Olivet's bench has been able to give them in this first half. They have gotten some great contributions. Caleb Byers, 9 points. Sam Otto, 8 points. Brock Benson, 4 points. And Harrison Blackledge has 1 point. So you have the bench coming out there and contributing in a major way for the Flying Dutchman.
Caleb Byers has gotten his points quietly. I wouldn't have guessed that he had 8 points at this point.
And Caleb's perfect from the field, and he has also made 4 free throws. He's 4 for 5 from the line. So Byers getting his points from all over the place here in the first half. And right now, Byers leads all scorers with 9 points.
Hope College with a 40-26 lead. 3:10 left. in this first half. And the basketball is going to go to Hope College underneath their own basket. Edson will get it in to Byers. Byers leaves it back for Edson. Edson crossed to Gardner at the left wing. Gardner to the point, moves in underneath Byers. Byers gets loose underneath. Gardner feeds him, and an easy two. When they can get that ball in low out there, they don't miss very often. They're standing right next to the basket. From the corner, Woodson for three. So Woodson with a big triple for the Comets, 42-29. Gardner drives the paint, puts it up. No good. Tip back to Byers. He'll move inside. He misses. Rebound by Logan. So the Comets come the other direction. Mayo to Union. Union goes one-on-one. On the weave. Back out. Almost. Ball stolen away. Edson on the breakaway. Up and in. Edson with a steal and the two easy points. 44-29. Hope. Union to Rogers. Rogers down low. Gardner cuts him off. Gives it to Crum. His shot over the basket. Byers on the rebound. To Gardner. Gardner works one-on-one with Rogers. Does a 360.
Oh, wow.
Puts it up and in. I think it was Logan that got him.
And the basket's going to count.
And
wow, the smooth move by Ben Gardner on that one.
That's a second foul on their big man, or their second big man, Kenny Logan. So Haas and Logan both with two fouls.
7 points now for Ben Gardner.
Gardner's free throw is good. 47-29. Hope on top, 1:43 left in the first half. Byers goes out. Grant Neal comes in along with McMahon for Hope. Stivey is also in. Rogers spins around. Gardner picks up the basketball. Two on one. Stivey.
Oh!
Slam dunk by Stivey. Gardner fed him up high, and Stivey one hand hand dunk out there as he drove it through. Woodson. With the basketball, leaves it on the outside. Gardner with a steal. And we'll have to wait and see if it's who it's going to. I think it's going to go against Olivet.
Oh, yeah.
Gardner's just stealing that basketball out there. He looks like a thief in the night.
Yeah, Gardner was well on his way to get into the basket, and they fouled him immediately.
And Ben puts a free throw up and rolls around and drops in. 50-29, Hope on top.
Well, that's 9 now for Gardner.
Eric Ewing in now for the Comets. Gardner will have the second of the pair. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Crum. Crum with the basketball for the Comets. Finally gets it to Woodson. Back to Crum. Woodson breaks out. Can't get it to him. Over to Bayo. Underneath. Back on the left side. Rogers. He drives. Misses the layup shot. Stivey with a rebound. And I think a foul is going to go against Rogers. So Stivey will get a couple of free ones at the far end of the court. 50-29, 48 seconds left in the first half. Hope with a lead. So Stivey will be shooting two. Both teams are at the mark of having 10 fouls called against him or more. Stivey misses the first. So Hope really not on top of their free throw shooting tonight, though.
They're shooting 64% from the free throw line compared to 89% for Olivet.
Stivey missed two of them there. McMahon with a three.
Oh,
got it. Or was that a two? Three.
That was three. Corey McMahon is leading the MIAA with a three-point shooting percentage before that shot at 50%.
53-29, Hope. Ball stolen,
wow.
McMahon. McMahon against Rogers. Takes it up and a foul. McMahon actually got too close to the basket before he put up the shot, but he was fouled, so he'll go to the line.
It appears to me, Ron, that Olivet is getting a little bit frustrated because the Flying Dutchmen keep picking their pockets. And it's like the third turnover in the last four possessions for Olivet.
So McMahon, swish. He'll have the second. And this one's good. So McMahon puts in two free ones, 55-29. Hope with the lead. Here comes Crum. He's going to wait, I think, take the last shot before half. 18 on the shot clock. He's just kind of standing outside, dribbling the basketball. Shot clock and game clock are about the same. Gardner's on him, starts his movement. 5-2, long three-pointer. Hits, bounced far,
whoa,
and Edson is undercut by Rogers. Goes down hard. He went up high for the rebound, and Rogers slipped underneath. Edson came down and hit kind of on his shoulder and side a little bit. He's going to walk to the other end and get a free throw as the clock ran out.
Oh, they're going to give him free throws on this?
I think they're going to give him a free throw on that.
Well, they're telling Olivet to come back to the floor because the half is not over. Olivet had already headed to the locker room, and most of the players were already in there. So Olivet's whole team is now coming back from the locker room. Yeah. 7/10 of a second have been put back on the clock in the
PA. All zeros were up there.
Yeah, the PA announcer announced it is not halftime yet.
Edson dropped in a free one. You have a second. The buzzer didn't go off.
No, it did not.
And misses the second one.
Oh.
Grant Neal tipped it up, but he missed it.
Grant Neal was looking for another buzzer beater there. He's smiling because he knew he had his chance at that.
He got in the lane quick from that number two spot in the lineup and tipped it up, but just missed tipping it up and in.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are leading Olivet at halftime 56-29. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen with a commanding halftime lead here in Olivet. 56-29 at the half. The Flying Dutchman with a commanding 27-point lead at the half. Let's take a look at team statistics. First for the home team, Olivet. They only shot 30% from the field in the first half, 9 of 30. They were 3 of 6 from three-point land for 50% and did a relatively nice job from the free throw line, going 8 of 9 from the free throw line. That is 89%. They had 13 rebounds, 5 offensive, 8 defensive, and Olivet turned over the ball on 12 separate occasions. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, another amazing night from the field. The Flying Dutchman shooting 66% from the field in the first half, 20 of 30. They also drained 4 three-pointers, going 4 of 8 from three-point land for 50%. The Flying Dutchman went to the line 20 times and only made 12 of them. So only 60% from the free throw line for the Flying Dutchman in the first half. The Flying Dutchman also had the height advantage in this ball game and have a commanding rebounding edge with 20 rebounds over Olivet's 13, 5 offensive boards, and 15 defensive boards. The Flying Dutchman turned over the ball on 7 different occasions. Taking a look at individual statistics for Olivet, they're being led by the leading scorer of the game out of both teams, Kevin Woodson, who has 12 points. Eddie Rogers has 6 points for Olivet, but he also has 3 fouls. RJ Haas has 4 points. Alex Mayo has 4 points. And Blake Crum, the MIAA co-player of the week, only has 2 points, but he also has 3 rebounds and 3 assists for the Comets. Individual statistics for Hope College. 2 players in double figures. Caleb Byers leading the Flying Dutchman at the half with 11 points. He has also chipped in with 4 rebounds. Alex Edson, the other co-MIAA player of the week for the men, has 10 points. He also has 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Ben Gardner has 9 points along with 3 assists and 1 rebound. Sam Otto had a solid effort going perfect 4-for-4 from the field. He had 8 points and 1 rebound coming off the bench. Corey McMahon also added 5 points coming off the bench, as did Brock Benson, who had 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Harrison Blackledge had 1 point, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Nate Van Arendock had 2 points and 1 rebound. Cody Stivey had 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And Grant Neal had 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. It's an amazing feat right here. The Flying Dutchman up by 27 points at the half, but are in a kind of a serious foul trouble right now, as they have 4 players at the half with 2 fouls. Nate Van Arendock, who sat out a majority of the first half after picking up his 2nd foul. Also, Harrison Blackledge has 2 fouls. Brock Benson has 2 fouls. And Corey McMahon has 2 fouls. So a lot of fouls on some of the big people for the Flying Dutchman in this first half. And we just got the stat sheet, and Ron has been taking a look at it, and I see that you've circled the foul issues.
Well, the fouls out there, as you mentioned, out the 3 guy or 4 guys with 2 fouls, but I was just looking at the time that Van Arendonk played. 1 minute is what on the official score sheet as to the length of time that he has played in this first half. So he didn't get much time in there, and he had the 2 fouls already.
Well, Van Arendonk got the first basket of the game, that thunderous dunk to start off the game, but after that he picked up 2 very quick fouls and exited this ball game.
We were looking at the steals, though. That's been 1 steal. Gardner with 3. And again, very quietly, Caleb Byers with 3 steals. And McMahon with 1.
If you look at Caleb Byers' line score right now, really, he has done a little bit of everything. He has the 3 steals. He has the 11 points. He has 4 rebounds. And I believe he also has, I don't know, he doesn't have any assists, but I wanted to say he also has a block.